Hey, what's up? This one is called Being Deemed a Weird Black Guy Part 2, Dating. Being the guy, the black guy in the black community, who is deemed as weird. You know, if you're different, you don't subscribe to the black culture and the fuckery in it, and you choose to be an upstanding gentleman. You choose to try to be a normal, decent black man. You have cultural tastes that are different from other black women that are in the community. You're going to be looked upon as weird, weak, and it'll be a struggle to lose your shit. And you gotta try to sometimes take it in stride. That's all I could tell you. Especially when it comes to dating. When it comes to dating, you have to come to the realization that you can't be like the other brothers. The other ones that are part of the black community, the black culture, that want to go around, bang all these fine, big booty, and a beautiful smile chicks. You have to look at the long-term game. You have to look at, things of value, all right? You have to look at, basically, you don't have a liberal mindset. You are a conservative, all right? You have a way of thinking that isn't just live for tomorrow. You're for trying to, you know, to look forward the next day, not live for tomorrow, living in the moment. You don't live in the moment. You're trying to look for the next day. You want to have a family one day, okay? You want to have a woman that respects you if you're treating her nice and treating her with respect. You want a woman that is not just a big booty and a pretty smile, okay? You can't risk playing the game of, you know, fucking around all these different types of women that are really no good, okay? You can't risk that because you're not built for that type of life, okay? You're not a pimp. You're not a player. You could sleep around. You could just be like the rest of the others out here, just having your fun. But you could end up getting attached to someone that is not good for you and doesn't have the same mindset or intellect that you have, who doesn't see the world the way you do, okay? Who doesn't see problems the way you do, who doesn't share your same worldview, okay? Let's say you grew up in church, all right? You have a religious background. You see the world as black and white. You can't risk being with a fine woman, okay, and you find out her worldview and it doesn't match yours. That's being unequally yoked. Okay. It's not going to work, especially when you have a family, because a family works when there's a united front. Not when one person believes another set of beliefs and another person believes a whole different set of beliefs. It doesn't work. That's what just creates single motherhood and single parent homes. That's what happens. And that is just, you know, and besides, even if you got with a woman like that, you know, I mean, water will seek its own level and she'll eventually find somebody that she could be comfortable with. Find somebody that she can, and she could, you know, be herself and not worry about being judged. She She wants, she's from the black culture. She's going to want somebody of the black culture, just as lost and degenerate as she is. Okay? That's how it is. All right? And you know, you don't need that type of stress. If you are different as a black man who's not part of the culture, the hardest thing to do is to accept that. You have to accept that you are not of these people. You don't think like them. You don't have a victim mentality. You don't think everything is always the white man's fault. You don't have this black men and black women are equals. No, they're not. Men and women, period, are not equals. They gotta be respected, but they're not equals. Okay? Men are good at some things. Women are good at some things. Men are good at some things. You know, they're good at some things, and men are not good at some things. And what, you know, women are good at, you know, there are also things that women are not good at. All right? You know, if you're a tradition, is basically, you have a traditional mindset. Okay? That's basically what it is. You believe in gender roles. And the black culture doesn't believe in gender roles. They believe whatever they feel like believing in. Okay? The black culture is run by women. If you're different and you say that, you know, you don't believe in that, you don't want that, you're looked upon as a coon, a sellout, you're a misogynist pig, you're a beta male, let them say what they want. You have to go for a woman that is more like you. Okay? Look at Bill Gates' wife. Just in the same lane as he is. Okay? That's how it works. If Bill Gates was to pick a woman like Jennifer Lopez, he'd be in the cleaners right now. It's all about staying in your lane. Okay? That's all it is. That's all it could be. And that's what it's about. Being okay. It's okay to be different. It's okay to be conservative. It's okay. And I mean different. I'm talking about, you know, being conservative as a black man, or, you know, not thinking like the rest of the culture. Okay? And just, I don't hate black women. I'm just saying the fact of the matter is, it may be suitable to just date outside your ethnic group. And there's no shame in that. Because if you're in a community where all the women want to date dope boys, all the women want to date a man who's an NBA athlete, even though it's rare that those NBA athletes would pick them, or they want a man that's a thug or a gangster, do you think you would have a? Do you think it's wise to choose those type of women? No. But if you go into a Latin community, if you go into a, you know, German community or an Asian community, where the women are more conservative, more feminine, more looking for a traditional man, then you have a shot over there. All you gotta do is just have good money, a good income to provide a family, and to be accepted and respected by our parents. That's another thing too. In the black community, most black women do not have fathers, so they don't know how to treat a man. Okay, or they've been molested and raped. And no offense to them, but most of those women who have been through those type of stuff, they never get help. They just walk around with that pain. And whoever man dates them, they have to deal with those type of side effects due to the damage that they've suffered. And you have to have a lot of patience to deal with that. Or you could deal with a woman who doesn't have that and really comes from a healthy family background, regardless of her, and just don't, and you know, and forget her ethnic background. Okay? You don't have to, you know, be chained with, oh, you got it, if they ain't black, you know, you're whack. Give me a break. At the end of the day, it's someone that's compatible with you that loves you and wants to be with you and will respect you as their man and their father and the father of their kids, as and ultimately the husband. Husband being the main goal, then the kids. And that's what it's really about. Okay? So, that's what I gotta say on this. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.